I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. State lawmakers continue to push gun legislation in the wake of recent mass shootings. Yesterday, the Illinois House approved a measure that would allow police to take guns away from someone if a court finds them dangerous. Police or family and friends could request a gun restraining order. If granted, the subject's weapons could be held for up to 6 months. Kathleen Willis, an Addison Democrat, is behind the proposal.
If we can save some lives, that's what we want to do. I think it's going to do a lot of good. This is just something we need to do now. And if we could have families do it without this, that'd be great. But this is another tool we need.
Governor Bruce Rauner is pushing lawmakers to approve a broader package of gun control measures that also would reinstate the death penalty. It's not clear whether he'll support a piecemeal approach, though his office says it is committed to keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill. It also called Wednesday's House measure a significant step toward that goal. The legislation still needs Senate approval. In other news, a bill that could split the SIU Board of Trustees into two separate organizations may be put on ice to allow time for an independent study. Dusty Rhodes has more.
Think of it as a couple considering divorce, and the judge sends them to mediation instead. SIU's Edwardsville campus, with growing enrollment, has inspired talk of a total split from the Carbondale campus, where enrollment has been declining for years. During the budget impasse, Edwardsville had to loan money to Carbondale, and now Edwardsville is fighting for reallocation of SIU's state funding, a $5 million shift from Carbondale. Lawmakers have been considering a package of bills that would split the squabbling campuses into two separate schools, but State Representative Barbara Wheeler, a Republican from Crystal Lake, says she doesn't see the system having irreconcilable differences.
It seems less about, you know, the system and breaking up the system and more about seven adults who don't seem to get along. What happened?
To figure that out, the House Education Committee voted to let the State Board of Higher Education investigate. The committee will also hold hearings at both campuses. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
A showdown between two Democratic measures to close the wage gap ended with state senators rejecting one considered more business-friendly. The Labor Committee voted to approve legislation prohibiting employers from asking applicants their salary history. Basing pay on history can hurt women because they often spend time outside the workforce for family or other reasons that don't apply to men. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A Union County jury has convicted a Southern Illinois man on two counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. The Union County State's Attorney's Office says the jury found 37-year-old Curtis Edward Carr of Mulkeytown sexually assaulted a 12-year-old girl in a vehicle parked at a home in rural Jonesboro back in 2013. State police investigated the case. The victim was interviewed at the Two Rivers Child Advocacy Center in Anna. Carr now faces between 12 and 120 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in August. Heron Junior High and the Aiken School District are now two of 25 elementary and middle schools across the state joining a program with the Illinois Math and Science Academy. The schools have been awarded a three-year bicentennial STEM Fusion Curriculum Program. It's the Academy's renowned teacher development training initiative for math and science. Governor Bruce Rauner says STEM programs make the world go round.
So many of the great careers in the world are created in science and math background, and so many of the new products and new inventions and new ways to make a higher quality of life for all of us come from science and math.
The program is privately funded. The Fusion program focuses on teachers and students in grades 4 through 8 in the attempt to stimulate STEM careers. And more than $20,000 will go back into schools and libraries as a part of the Back to Books grant. Those grants were announced earlier this week. I'm Jennifer Fuller.